Note to the reader. In this booklet, I have brought together the two articles that I wrote in response to Peter Master's work on the covenants, which he published in 2016 in The Sword and Trowel. Although Master showed he had moved somewhat from covenant theology, alas, he also revealed that he still held to the terminology of that system, as well as to some of its fundamental tenets. Hence the word muddle in my chosen title, and good in parts for my verdict on his publication. Masters is not alone in trying to distance himself from some of the worst aspects and consequences of covenant theology, while holding on to its basic system and jargon. Some 17th century Baptists made a similar mistake, as I have shown in my works on Robert Purnell, Thomas Collier, and John Bunyan, for instance. This is not a question of mere words, however. Confusion of a vital biblical topic, accompanied as it is by very heavy consequences, is not to be dismissed as a trifle. My booklet, like my articles, is in two sections. In part one, I deal with Master's muddle in general. Part two is devoted to Master's mistake over Deuteronomy 30. This is not a storm in a teacup, since Paul uses that chapter when addressing the Romans on the cardinal doctrine of justification by faith. In exposing Master's mistake over this Pauline use of Deuteronomy 30, I have aimed to bring out the positive truth taught in Romans 10, and this not as an end in itself, but because it has a large bearing on the doctrine of the two covenants, the old and the new. So I pray this little work of mine will help those who want to explore this matter. As I say, large consequences flow from it. To bring this note to the reader to a close, here is the paragraph that I intend to put on the cover of this volume. It expresses my feelings in a fairly small nutshell, and will set the tone for what follows. Covenant theology, devised in Germany in the second half of the 16th century, confuses the vital biblical doctrine of the two covenants, the old and the new. This is not a matter of words. The consequences are severe. And it's always good to come across someone who appreciates this and publishes work to try to put it right. Peter Masters edges in this direction, but alas, I am convinced that his work on the covenants is only good in parts. So I have responded to it in the hope that I might help others get clearer light on the covenants, in particular, that they might come to see more of the glory of the new covenant for the believer. Above all, that they might enjoy that liberty in Christ for themselves, and enjoy it to the full.